They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
I wanna walk, babe. I just wanna talk about you. I declare, babe, I wanna talk about you, babe. Just about me and you. I don't wanna talk to your mother, and neither your father. I just wanna talk about you. Me and you, baby. Ever since, baby, you was 5 years old, I was 6 years old, baby. Was going to school together, baby. I was a natural born fool for you, baby. I declare, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm a fool for you, baby. I don't care, baby, what the world may say. I'm a natural born fool for you, baby. I don't care, baby, what your neighbor said, darling. I'm a natural born fool. I'm a natural born fool. You know, baby, I'm a natural born fool for you, baby. I told your mother, and I sat down and told your father too. I'm a fool about your daughter, and I just can't help myself. I just wanna walk, just wanna talk, talk to your daughter. Just wanna walk, just wanna talk. Wanna walk, wanna talk. Tell everything is alright.
Let's go! listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Hello and welcome to the Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve, your host for 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour, we're going to hear from folks such as Frank Frost, some fine Clarksdale, Mississippi blues, Son House, also from that Mississippi Hill Country, but from back in 1965 at the end of his recording career, classic pre-war blues artist, plus Pete Johnson, Boogie Woogie on the piano. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start, though, first with Paul Butterfield and his blues band from their self-titled release of 1965. This is called Thank You, Mr. Poobah. Paul Butterfield here on the Deep Blues Hour. Rowhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Rowhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Rowhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges or other partnership opportunities.
play my guitar before I sell it. Shop in Hocking. You know the dollar ain't what it used to be. My car done run out of gas. You know the dollar ain't what it used to be. And my car done run out of gas. You know these the words.
You come again with a big wide grin. You want me to take you back, but it won't be like that. It's been 3 long years. Now I've done run out of tears. Another woman's on the throne, 'cause you've been gone too long. Now I cried and I cried the day you said goodbye. But you didn't give me no selection. You try to make the connection. Now I had a stroke of good luck. Now you wanna hook back up. But another woman's on the throne, 'cause you've been gone too long. My hand, I'm right here at your command. If you need a favor, you can get my lady. But there's one thing I can't stand, the thought of being your man. Another woman's on the throne, 'cause you've been gone too long. This is all I got to say. Maybe we'll meet again. I wanna be a baby. I wanna wish you well. I hope everything turned out swell. 'Cause another woman's on the throne. You stayed away too long.
Mr. Billy Boy Arnold, and Been Gone Too Long. That's from the 1995 Alligator CD called El Dorado Cadillac from Billy Boy Arnold. Plus, I heard from Jimmy Dawkins up in Chicago from a release called Hot Wire 81. That was Rough Times from Jimmy Dawkins. All right, you're tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. And up next, we're going to hear from Buster Benton, from his album called Spider in My Stew. This is Born with the Blues. Buster Benton here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Mm-hmm. I just see you. Come on, let's do the work. Oh, baby, I'll just do the work. Now don't start talking, trying to make up your mind. Everybody's sleeping. Let's not waste any time. Come on, let's steal away. Got to steal away, baby. I got to be with you.
Thank you. treat me like a baby, but I'm no fool. I may look like a rich, but I'm no tool. I got my clothes in a matchbox, I'm gonna forget about you.
The one and only Ike Turner. That's from about 1958, and I'm going to forget about you. Ike Turner right there. Plus, we heard from Big Jack Johnson, came out of the Clarksdale, Mississippi area, but he was performing live in Chicago on an Earwigged release. That was Steal Away from Big Jack Johnson. All right, up next, we're going to hear from Big George Brock, a Chicago performer, I believe, who was at one point a boxer in his life, and so his releases reflect on that boxer past. This is from his second release called Round 2. Here he is with Sugar Mama on Cat Head Records, Big George Brock on the Deep Blues Hour.
Sugar Mama, Sugar Mama. Baby, I know what your sugar mama. Sugar mama, sugar mama. Baby, I know what your sugar mama. You know you got them great rate of sugar. Ain't no one else got but you. Crazy about my coffee. One of my food by my tea at night. One of crazy about my coffee. One of food by my tea at night. You know what, I can't get my sugar 3 times a day. Honey, ain't nothing else going all right. Come off your daddy's sugar bone. You got them granulated sugar, baby. It must come off your daddy's sugar bone. You know it's got a granulated sugar, baby. Ain't no one else got but you. Thank you. mama. Sugar mama, what is your phone? Sugar mama, oh, sugar mama. Baby, what is your sugar mama? You know he's got them grand ladies, sugar. Hey! Ain't nobody else got but you.
Thank you.
couple fine classic harp tunes and harp masters, I should say. Frank Frost right there with Who Told You from a 1989 Earwig release called Midnight Prowler. Frank Frost, one third of the Jelly Roll Kings. Plus, we heard from none other than Little Walter from 1952 and his classic instrumental Juke there from Little Walter. All right. Let's see. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Moxsters spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mox, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore Tuesday afternoon starting at 2. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. And the Earth has a natural balance of life. Global warming is disrupting that balance. You can help fight global warming if every family replaced 3 frequently used light bulbs with compact fluorescent bulbs. It's like taking 3.5 million cars off the road. Find out how you can help at fightglobalwarming.com, brought to you by the Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council. Well, up next, let's hear from Mississippi Fred McDowell along with his buddy Johnny Woods. They got together on a release called Mama Says I'm Crazy. This is What's Going to Become of Me, Mississippi Fred, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
You know I got a rubber shitter roll. I got a rubber ball to roll. I got a rock and cheddar rock, baby. I got a rubber ball to roll. I got a 19 brown set in by my soul. Baby, bring me my boots and coat. Lordy, run upstairs. Honey, bring me my boots and coat. Lordy, got long. I ain't got nowhere to go. Some woman ain't got no kid in mind. Well, Lord, I'm what's gonna come on me? Well, then, Lord, I'm worth it, babe. What's gonna come on me?
Seven, nine, 114, John the Revelator, take two.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. Who's that riding, John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator, who's that riding. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name, but he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. You know, Christ had 12 apostles, but three he led away. Say, what's with me one now? Tell I go yonder and pray. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that riding. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. Mary, Martha, they were there, and they heard every word he said. They know the banners that he would rise from the dead. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that riding. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Well, who's riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas.
To Jonestown. Man, I left Lula, went to Jonestown. So Jonestown, brown boy, make it turn you down, pull down. I cried, Jonestown boy, too small a boy for me. I cried, Jonestown, man, too small a break for me. Said I left Jonestown, boy, going back to Tennessee. I laid my banjo down. Well, I got to Memphis, I laid my banjo down. I got full of my good wishes, my good gal made me clown. Back to Jonestown. Well, man, I left Memphis, going back to Jonestown. Said I'm good old brown boy, sure it made me brown. Wait a long time, boy.
Fine pre-war blues recording from Gus Cannon from about 1928 or thereabouts. That was the Jonestown Blues from Gus Cannon. Plus, we heard from Sun House off of a two-disc set called Father of the Delta Blues, the complete 1965 sessions. That was towards the end of his life. Of course, he was one of the preeminent early blues originators, really. And did help create the Delta Blues sound along with his buddy Charlie Patton. That was John the Revelator from 1965. Sunhouse here on the Deep Blues Hour. Hey, did you bring your security clearance for these top secret tracks? Well, listen to Top Secret International. That's Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And if someone in your home swallows something that might be poisonous, or you think that they took too much of something that might hurt them, well, what do you do? Call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222. It'll connect you to the poison center serving your area. Did you memorize that? It's 1-800-222-1222. A public service message from WRCT and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. All right, let's hear next from a gentleman by the name of Lucius Curtis. This is off the Rounder release called Mississippi, The Blues Lineage. This is part of their series of discs called Deep River of Song. Lucius Curtis and the Train Blues here on the Deep Blues Hour.
My big train, I hate to see her go. My big train, I hate to see her go. She gone somewhere she never been before. Can't see her, baby. All I have is gone. Can't see ya, baby. All I have is gone. You know about that, baby. I ain't gonna be alone. I ain't got no rider, got no special key. I ain't got no ride, ain't got no special here. I ain't got nobody to be by the wheel. I'm train left town, hate to see it go. I'm train left town, I hate to see it go. I ain't never had nothing, nothing to hurt me so. My face are full of brown. Soon as I get straight, don't leave this band of town.
In the time of dying, I don't want nobody to mourn. All I want my friends to do, come and fold my dying arms. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. In the time of dying, I don't want nobody to cry. All I want my friends to do, come and close my dying eyes. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Going on down to the river, stick my sword up in the sand. Gonna shout my troubles over, I've done made it to the promised land. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, well, well. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. He's a dying bed maker. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. He's a dying bed maker. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Going on down to the river, stick my sword up in the sand. Gonna shout my troubles over, I've done made it to the promised land. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Well, 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 I've done crossed over. Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Meet me, Jesus, meet me. Won't you meet me in the middle of the air? And if these wings should fail me, Lord, won't you meet me with another pair? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Well, well, well. Well, 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 won't you meet me, Jesus? Jesus gonna make up my dying bed.
Yeah.
Run to the door, trying to make her get away. I had my eyes on you, yeah. I had my eyes on you, yeah. I got my eyes on you, woman. Ain't nothing in the world you can do. Oh, come on in this house, little girl, woo, and make yourself at home. No, you can't. All alone, I got my eyes on you, yes. I got my eyes on you, yes. I got my eyes on you, woman. Ain't nothing in the world you can do. Cooking little good breakfast and I served her in the bed.
Yeah.
Now she wanted to leave, but she heard what I said. I got my eyes on you,
yes.
I got my eyes on you,
yes.
I got my eyes on you, woman. Ain't nothing in the world you can do. I give her all my money and I thought I was doing right.
Yeah.
If she
attempt to leave again, you know it's bound to be a fight. I got my eyes on you. Yes, I got my eyes on you. Yes, I got my eyes on you, woman. Ain't nothing in the world you can do. Well, I tuck a little girl in, people, you know I treat her just like a queen.
Yeah.
Now she won't leave, but it don't mean a thing. I got my eyes on you.
Yeah.
I got my eyes on you.
Yeah.
I got my eyes on you, woman. Nothing in this world you can do.
Woo, woo, woo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Interesting about Zelensky. One day he wants negotiations and the next day he seeks more weapons. And NATO, which Zelensky has many times said, we don't need to be in NATO, understanding that this was always the kind of jujitsu strangeness. They couldn't even join NATO if they were invited to join NATO right now because of the territorial difficulties inside Ukraine.
That's Katrina Vandenhoevel, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Katrina Vandenhoevel on Russia, Ukraine, the war, and the United States. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, with its horrific atrocities and massive refugee crisis, has turned the world upside down. The war will have a huge impact on global food security, as both countries are major exporters of wheat, barley, and other grains. As usual, the media provide very little context and background. We're told ad nauseum that the Russian invasion was unprovoked. A careful look at history reveals a slightly more nuanced picture. To explain is not to excuse Moscow's criminal attack. Meanwhile, as two-time legendary Medal of Honor winner Marine General Smedley Butler reminds us, war is a racket. U.S. weapons corporations are lining up to feed at the trough. Before the war is over, many Ukrainians and Russians will die, while Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman will make money hand over fist. Our guest today is Katrina Vandenhoevel. She's the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine. She writes a weekly column for The Washington Post and has edited or co-edited such books as The Change I Believe In and Voices of Glasnost. I talked with her on April 11th. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
Well, clearly the war, the Russian invasion of the Ukraine dominates the media pundits and the politicos in Washington, Moscow, and throughout Europe. But before we get into the actual war itself, talk about the history of these two nations, Russia and the Ukraine, and how they've been intertwined, not just geographically, but culturally, Their languages, Russian, you're a Russian speaker, and Ukrainian are very close. So someone told me it was like a Spanish and Portuguese in terms of being similar. So talk about that background of the between the two countries.
Thank you for beginning with history. I followed Russia over many years, 40 years plus, and the U.S.-Russian relationship. In terms of Ukraine, what I do know is that every Russian I have known over these last years has a relative of some kind in Ukraine. The intertwining of families, of relationships, to some extent culture, has been deep. And there's a sense of a Slavic brother, Russia, Ukraine, to some extent Belarus. Part of the conflict that we witness has such deep history, we can talk about that. But there is a sense, without demeaning Ukraine's independence and sovereignty, of a civil war inside Ukraine that had to do with linguistic rights. One of the first things that happened in 2014 was the abolition of Russian language use in the eastern part. So there's been a kind of civil war between the East and the West over the years that has become a proxy war in some measure. Because I don't think you can talk about the Ukraine crisis right now without calling it a Ukraine, Russia, US, NATO crisis. But Ukraine has a deep history, complicated history. I mean, so much of that terrain has been defined by a war, World War II, that, you